try calling it.
Okay, so let's review from yesterday. So again, we're continuing the sugya. Psachim pei vav. So we're doing, yesterday we did the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was that it was Din in the Gavra. He learns Yochal, Vavayasach and Yochal, which means he should eat it in one house, which we said means that on the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, so I say, Achilas HaPasach, there's an institution of Achilas HaPasach, and that should be done in a manner, it should be Achilas Shel Kvias. Achilas Shel Kvias means that it's in one makom. If you get up in the middle and you go somewhere else, or even if you come back, that breaks the kvias of the achila. And the halacha of Karban Pesach should be achila of kvias. Okay, yeah.
Go stream.
And with this idea, we answered a lot of problems. We got through a lot of details and we answered a lot of problems. But that was, again, the punchline was basically that, according to Rav Yehuda. Okay? So we decided, so today we're going to take over Rav Shimon. Okay, so Rav Shimon, so let's just get the facts here, right? So the facts are, again, Rav Shimon says that I might think the Pesach could be in two groups. So it says, no, Mabayas Echad, Ye Achel. Okay? So Ye Achel means the Chafta. That the Chafta should be eaten in one bias. So what does he say? He says, that doesn't make sense. This is what Rashi says, is that that's not a din in the bias, in the house, but that's a din in Chaburas. That one Chafta of a Pesach can't be eaten by two groups, by two Chaburas. Okay, it has to be eaten only by one chabura. It could be eaten in two houses, though. One chabura could move its location. Okay, and that was the question, really. It's because, why, just because it's a din in the chafza, does that mean that it's going to be, it changes from makom to chabura? What's the sense to that? It should just be fine. The chafza can't be eaten, has to be eaten in one house. So then you shouldn't be allowed, you shouldn't have one chabura, shouldn't be allowed to move, because now the chafza is eaten in two houses. But Rashi makes a point of the fact that if it's a din in the Gavra, Yochal, then it's a din of makom, of location. The person has to have one fixed location. It's a din of the Chafza, that it's a Pesach, Ye'achel, then it's not a din of the location, but it's a din of the Chaburas. That it's prohibiting two Chaburas. But what's the sense to that? I mean, where does that, well, why not? Why can't you say the Chafza is also locations? Right? I mean, where does he get that from? What's the sense of that idea? And what's the concept of two chaburas altogether? You know, like, what's the new concept? He must have a different idea. Right? And what's the fundamental difference between the two ideas, if you learn that? I mean, we'll get into the machlokas. What's the difference? If you say in the gavra and in the location, or you say in the chafta and in the chaburas? I mean, what's the difference between those two things? And what's the, I mean, let's go a step further, as we go further in it. But I think first you said define, let's say, I think we're very good that we did a review on his own, let's define a show on his own. What's the halacha? And why can't it be? Why does the chafta force it to be a din in the chabura? Oh, and also the problems are: what does he mean? Yochel yikaro shel pesach, nekav shel chabura. So it wasn't the ikaro, the essence of the pesach. And what's he mean? Iker tchilas achilaso should be in one group, right? He says that the iker, the essence of the beginning of the eating, should be in one group and not split up. But the person, if he wants, he could get up and move around. That's okay. Doesn't matter. The Torah only cares about the Iker Tchilas Achila and not on the Gavra. There's also the problem is, I mean, it's more detailed, but the Rashi seems very wordy. He sounds like, sounds doubled over. Everything he says, it seems like he says twice. The Rashi, Bayez Echad Yochel. Yochel. But that's, again, more of a detail. Again, according to Rav Shimon, if you have two Chaburas, two families, the Smiths and the Jones, and they decide to meet up and say, hey, we both can't finish a whole Pesach, let's join together in this Karban Pesach, so they're going to be forced to eat it as one chabura, even though they're really two chaburas socially, because they're strangers, but they're going to be forced to be nira like one chabura and to take on the position, the tzura of one chabura, so that halachically they register as one chabura, because otherwise the Pesach is going to be nechal two chaburas. But that's not allowed to do that. The Pesach is going to be nechal b'chabura achas. So that's the nafmin. That's why our Mishnah is excluding Rav Shimon, saying is, no, we don't allow Rav Shimon, so therefore if they're two chaburas socially, two families, they have the right to eat like two chaburas and to take on the form of two chaburas to face away from one another. Okay, so I'm thinking along the lines of where Randy's headed, but I think it's important to do here is before we get Rav Shimon's svara, I think the premise of Rav Shimon learns in the chafza yeyachel. Now Rashi's saying is that if you learn yeyachel, then it chafza, then it can't be a din of makamos of locations, but it has to be chaburas. So I think first let's try to figure out why can't it be locations, because that's the simple way to learn. So what's forcing him away from Makom towards Chabura? Okay? Why doesn't Makom make sense? Why couldn't you say the Chatzah can't be in two locations? Okay? So let's go, in order to do that, let's think first about the idea that the Gavra, why that does make sense to say the Gavra can't eat it in two locations. Right? Like, why does it make sense by the Gavra and not make sense in the Chafta? Okay? Okay. So I think if let's think back to our Svara. See, the halacha is the Gavra can't eat it in two locations. Right? Fine. Now, why didn't we just stop there? Why don't we just say that's the halacha? You can't eat it in two locations. Okay? So now, one reason is because the Shamash, even he can't even eat in one location. The waiter goes back and forth. You see, it's not just really halacha of locations. Right? It's not really halacha of locations. So we said it's an achil of kvias. Right? But I think that's one reason, a fact, which indicated that you can't just say, simply, the halacha is you can't eat it in two locations. You have to eat it in one location. Right? Because again, we didn't say one location. We said it's an achil of kvias. And we said that the locations is like an indication of a type of achil of kvias. I'm saying, why didn't we just say that's simple? The achilah should be in one location, not in two locations. Like, why isn't that enough? Why? What forces to go further?
Because there's no kvias to the physical location.
Oh no! So before we got to kvias, though, I'm saying is like, why couldn't the halacha just be simple? You can't. You have to eat in one location. Can't eat in two. Is that halacha? What we're saying is no. It's halacha is achilah shel kvias. I don't know. Maybe it's just halacha. It's achilah shel makom echad. You know what I mean? So one place.
You're saying conceptually or factually?
Conceptually. I'm saying, why did we say that? So one answer is because factually it's not true, because you see the Shamash could walk away and come back. Right? So factually, it can't come back. It doesn't work if he comes back. So right. If it's an idea of a chil of makom echad, then that is one place. But if it's an idea of a chil of kvias, then that makes sense. But I would say that that's true factually, but I'd say conceptually also. And this point, by the way, this is subtle. Okay? But I think it's important. But conceptually, the idea of saying an achila of one place doesn't make sense, and the idea of saying an achila of shel kvias does make sense. Okay, now what do I mean make sense? Okay, and this idea is like, this is where it's a little subtle here, but you have to see halacha works in natural categories. You can't just say anything. You can't just say you have to do an achila while you're banging on your cheek. There's no halacha like that. There's no category like that. I mean, halacha takes on categories. Takes on halachic categories of achila. So, for instance, you can't just say you have to eat it in one place. I mean, what's the idea? Is that a type of achila? There's an idea of achila is going pasach. Is that a type of achila? Is that a category in achila, or it's just you're eating it? And by the way, here's a rule: you have to eat it in all. You have to eat it in one place. That's like a rule. It's a good rule, and it's a good description of the result. But it's not a concept. An achila shel kvias is a concept. It's a type of achila. A person, achilah is a human activity, and achilah shel kvias is a type of human activity. Now, the manifestation of that is one location. And the Torah is describing it in terms of the manifestation, by Sechad Yochal, it's eaten in one location. But that's not a concept. That's the description of the halachic result, which emerges from the concept of an achilah shel kvias. But an achilah shel makom echad, you have to think about this, but there's no concept of an achilah shel makom echad. Just like there's no halacha of an achila shel New York, or there's no halacha of an achila shel living room, or achila shel 8 makomos. That's not a concept, an achila. You can have halacha, you have to eat in 8 places. There's just no concept. Well, that's not a type of achila. So why is one place type of halacha and 8 places not? There's a conceptual type of eating, and the mitzvah achila shel Pesach is a mitzvah achila shel makom echad. I'm sorry, an achila shel kvias, which results in makom echad. Okay, but it's a better svara. It's not just a matter of, and it happens to be that better svara explains the fact of the Shamash going back and forth. You know what I mean? But I'd say anyways, the svara is a good svara. The other one is just a description of a result, but your mind is not satisfied by saying it's an achila shel makom echad. You're just putting together two things: achila, one place, and you're calling it achila shel makom echad. But is that a type of achila? Just what sense does that make? The Torah doesn't want. It's a nice philosophy. The Torah wants you to be in one. We don't know the philosophy, but whatever. Even if there were a philosophy, but what's the halacha as a category of achila? If it's a detail in mitzvah achila sapesach, it has to take on a category in the framework of achila sapesach, of achila. So achila shel kvias is a type of achila. So in man's world, there's an idea of a set achila, and there's an idea of a snack, of a moving achila, of an achilas aroi. So there's that type of achila, and there are halachas about that. Also, like by meiser, there's halachas like that. I mean, there are other, it's a halachic thing. It's not just here. And there's halachas of achilas kam achilas aroi. You with me so far?
Question.
I'm not saying that you can never have makom related to achila. I mean, you're right. Maybe you can have an achila shel achilas mikdash. Or whatever. I mean, because certain makomos could be, it's an achilas kodshim, and kodshim, the chafta is one of kodesh, which is designated lashem, and the makom, an achilas shel mikdash could be a different achila than achilas kodshim has a designated location. So achila of the thing and it says a location could be recognized. I'm not saying there's no such thing as location being a category in eating, but I'd say you'd have to explain it whenever you do. You have to explain the relationship between the two. What's the set? How does the location fit in? So you have to say this nachilas kodesh, and kodesh is the makom has to also be kodesh. And you have to explain it. I mean, each time you have to explain how it is. What I'm saying is to say an nachilas shell one place is again without some further defense of the idea. It's an arbitrary idea. It's like an nachilas of three places. It wouldn't make any sense to say that they have to eat the Pesach in three places. No, it's a philosophical thing, because it wants to remind you that there are three important ideas in the Torah, but that's nice, but it's not, even if there were a philosophy, that's not a halachic thing. Halacha is it's mitzachila, so it's a good svara fits into the categories in the area. So I'm not saying you can't have a different idea of one location. I'm saying I don't see an idea of an achila of one place. Mm-hmm. I do see an idea of achila shel kviyas, and that's, I'd say if you want to define the idea of achila of one place, I'd say you'd say an achila shel kviyas. The achil of one place is a description. It's eating, and the rule is you're in one place. But if you try to get in touch with the concept of what that is, what's the idea of an achil, of this result of an achila which happens to be in one place? The concept is an achil shel kviyas, and that once you have that concept, it's going to turn out that a shamish is going to be able to walk away and come back, because even though it's one place, it's not achil shel kviyas.
So you would say that if you,
that's my point, is that, and this is an important point, and just as far as in general, not any. Not anything is a halachic formulation. You have to have an intuition about what is a good formulation, and you have to make use of the relevant categories in whatever area you're talking about. So you can't just take, and we're going to get to this in a second, but if it's in the chatzah or it's in the gavra, not everything which is a valid formulation in the framework of a gavra is a valid formulation in the framework of a chatzah. And vice versa. It's not just a free-for-all. Again, you can't just throw around words. I mean, you can say it's in the chatzah of two locations or it's in the gavra of two locations. They're not necessarily the same. Maybe in one of them the concept makes sense, and the other one a different concept makes sense. Okay, so again, halachic definitions aren't just words that you just apply, but they're concepts, and you kind of have to think to get in touch with the idea. I mean, you have these ideas in your head. Think about your experience with these ideas. I mean, you have to you have to make sure it's an idea and not just a description of a result. Because again, you can say you have to eat it in one place. Sounds very good. Sorry, it's a short sentence. You could even call it an achila shel makom echad. But if you think in your mind, you can't just say, it's combined together, different things. Just like there's no achila shel shmona makomos. That's not a concept of eight places.
You can't just arbitrarily apply categories.
Exactly. It has to be a unified, as far as you're looking to unify things. So you want to say, here's achila and here's a rule. The svara is where you unify the thing. So it's not just you have to eat the karma pesach, and also there's a rule that has to be in one place. But it's no, the achila shel karma pesach is a certain type of a mitzvah, a certain type of an achila. Achila shel kviyas, that's what the Torah is demanding, an achila shel kviyas. Okay? So with that in mind, I'd say is that it doesn't, that's a category in the human activity of eating. There's achila keva, and there's achila aroi. By sukkah also you have it, right? By sukkah is also another. That's a category in human eating. Okay, that's a category in human eating. That is the human activity of eating lends itself to this breakdown. But I would say that there's no idea that the chafza, and I say this is what Rashi is saying. I mean, you have to convince yourself of it. But that there's no idea that the chafza is eaten in one place. Okay, and the chafza is not, there's no idea that. I mean, the question is what the idea is there, and why is chabura a good idea? But the idea of achila of one place makes sense because the idea of the gavra who is setting himself, being koveya himself for the achila. And achila's makam echad is an achila shel kviyas. But that's when you have a gavra. But to say that the chafza is eaten in one place, it's not a chafza achila shel kviyas, because you see the chafza isn't eaten by many different people. Okay, the chavtza is an idea of kviyas. So the chavtza to be eaten in one place, then you could just say, well, the chavtza has to be eaten in a way that the gavro is doing a chilash al kviyas. But that's not a din. Then why is the Torah saying that in terms of the chavtza? That's not a din in the chavtza anymore. Well, why should Torah write yeyachel? You're saying is that the chavtza b'ayisachar yachel, it should be eaten b'ayisachar. What's the idea that an object, a food, is eaten in one place? Is it eaten differently? Is it an eaten? Does it have a din of ne'echal differently if it's in one place or it's in two places or if it's in eight places? It's the chavtza is eaten. What's the idea of that it's eaten differently? How many cares how many places it's eaten in? Why is that a relevant idea? How many places it's eaten in? How does that fit in? If both people, for instance, I think we'll get a little clearer when you see what is a good idea here. Okay? And this is the weakest part here. Hopefully, maybe you guys will help me get this a little clearer. But what then does make sense by the chavtza? Because it's hard to understand. What does it mean? Right? I understand. It means there's a mitzvah for the person to eat the Korban Pesach, and you're telling me properties of his eating. What does it mean that the chavtza should be eaten? What property is there in the chavtza? How is that a din in the chavtza? Isn't achila a din in the gavro? It's a mitzvah for the person to do. What does that mean? The chavtza is ne'echal b'bayisai. Like what? Why does chabura make it any better? Now there's an idea that the chavtza. This idea of the ideas, I feel like it's like I've noticed this different times. If you really want to understand the concept of eating, then do sugyas about achila. Because it really, and this is, I think, why the value of halacha in terms of how it even trains your mind, is that it's like you start clearing chakiras about the whole experience of eating. You do the sugyas about it, and you start to find, well, what is eating? What are the different types of eating? And what are the different types of foods? And the categories, you arrive at the categories, the relevant categories in any area through the sugya. The sugya should bring you to categories that already exist in there. You just never think about them. Who thinks about eating like that? But you say, wow, that's really true. There really are two categories of achila. And again, this is a simple example. But in any sugya, so you go through it. You see, I remember when Rabbi did the sugya on Tom Kecker. He got into all different categories, like a culinary, the whole world of ochlam. And you start thinking about foods and different properties of food, and you really get to find categories which exist. They existed, and they're there for any chef to figure them out. It's just that and it makes sense because halacha takes hold of any area and defines it as the categories which are relevant in that area, and the halachas build themselves around. They don't just force categories that don't apply to the area it's dealing with. If it's an esar achila, so it has to take on the categories of achila. If it's a mitzvah achila, not going to just take a category that belongs in the agriculture and put it into achila. That's not a relevant. That's not a relevant idea. So it's like you gain insight into different areas through studying the halachas that pertaining to them. And that's why I think in any area in life, if you learn Gemara, you end up learning how to think categorically in every area. You know? So now the question is like this. So what is the relevant in the chavtza, in terms of the chavtza, b'ayisachar yachal, the chabura? So I think in the framework, what is in the framework, like what is the idea of yachal, the chavtza is eaten? So I think there is an idea, and maybe this is what Rashi's getting at, of like ikar tchila sachila. I'm not sure exactly what he means. But there is an idea of how a chavtza, how a food is served. Okay, there's a phenomenon of that this food is served in a certain manner. Okay, in other words, the food that's like the tchilas achila is like an idea of that, like you have a food, turkey should be served with whatever, or it should be served whole, or it should be served in a certain type of a manner. There's an idea of when you there's not an idea of that the chavtza is eaten in one location or in two locations, but there's a concept of like, for instance, maybe as an example, like you could have like on Thanksgiving, is you serve the turkey, you know, so it's turkey dinner. So it means you take a whole turkey, and you like serve it whole, and then you slice it on the table or whatever. That's like part of this. It's a turkey dinner. Whereas the schaftza of the turkey is served as an entity, as a unit.
As opposed to,
let's say, you're eating chicken. You're eating deli, turkey roll. So then you have the schaftza of the turkey is served after being distributed. It's, so to speak, cut up, sliced, packaged, put into things, and then distributed out. So the turkey is served in discrete and broken down parts, as opposed to the turkey is served as a unit. Is that if you say turkey should be eaten as a whole, it doesn't mean that the guy, when he eats it and puts it in his mouth, it's still whole. Obviously, it's not a whole turkey when he puts it in his mouth, but there's an idea of like, how is the, what's the character of the, how is the entity served? Is it served as an entity? Is it one serving of the entity, or is it served in many discrete units? It's served out to many meals. Well, there's an idea of a meal, and then there's an idea that the turkey or the chafta karm pesach is the main dish of the meal. It's served to a meal. Okay, it's served to one kviyas of achila, as opposed to the chafta karm pesach is cooked, roasted, sliced up into many pieces, and then distributed out, served basically you could say it's like this. Are you eating a carbon, what is being served? Is it a chafta of the carbon pasach is being served, or is it meat, basar, which came from the carbon pasach, which is being served? Okay, like a turkey dinner means you're serving a turkey. But if we eat turkey, then we're not eating a turkey, we're eating turkey, which means turkey meat, which is that what's being served is the meat which was derived from the turkey. That's different. That's not a turkey dinner. That's not the concept. That's not the way. If you didn't carve the turkey on the table on Thanksgiving, it would be against the whole idea of how it's supposed to be. Because in the framework of the chat, and I'd say is that how, like in a cookbook, for instance, part of the thing is how it's served. How the thing is served. You serve it over this, you serve it with a certain presentation, you serve it. So there's ideas how it's eaten. It doesn't tell you in a cookbook how it should be eaten. But how it's eaten is how the gavra wants to eat it. That's a personal thing, and each guy eats it, whatever. But how the chafta is served is a characteristic. That's how it's eaten. How it's eaten doesn't go by the particulars of what a guy happens to do after it's served. But it means it is served as an entity to one chabura. It's served as a whole. That's a characteristic of how the chafta is eaten. Okay, but that registers on the chafta that the carbon pesach should be served as the dish of the meal. And if it's served over to two chaburas, then the carbon pesach isn't served. The carbon pesach is not served. Rather, the carbon pesach is sliced up and meat is served. It's served as, it's distributed and served as parts, as opposed to where the carbon pesach is served to the group. And the way you measure that is not by whether you cut it first or not, but is that if the animal goes to one kviyas achila, then it's served as a one unit. The carbon is served. Okay, the chafta is served, the bayis achad, in one unit of achila. It's served to this meal. As opposed to if there are two groups, so now basically it's served, it's a different method of serving the thing. The ikir tchilas achilaso is that's I'm not sure exactly why he's that lashon, but it's the nature of the chafta is a nechal differently. The chafta is nechal differently, is eaten differently. If it's nechal by one group or if it's nechal by two groups. In one of them, it's the group is eating the pesach, and the other one is they're eating meat which was served as parts, you know, and they're eating the meat which was derived from the pesach. That right now, but if they serve it to one group and then the guy happens to walk around and walk away, and or the group happens to pick up and they're served to one group and then it's raining and they walk and they go into a different place, so that the chafta doesn't change how the chafta is served. The chafta is still served and the chafta is eaten by one group. There's an idea of how it's eaten. It's eaten as an entity as opposed to it's eaten as parts. So it's eaten as an entity is irrelevant of the location. It's what is the unit which consumes it. Is it one chabur or is it two chaburas?
How do two groups...
What I'm saying is it's a different method of serving the chafta. A different method of the chafta is eaten. Chafta could be eaten. I mean, this is just to keep it simple. Chafta could be eaten by being involved in one achila, in one kviyas achila, or the chafta could be eaten by being distributed out to separate kviyas achilas. Okay, the separate units of achila. And it's a different method. The chafta was eaten differently. Okay, the chafta is eaten differently. It doesn't go by the particulars of how an individual gavra happens to walk around or not walk around while he's doing it. It goes by how the chafta is served. And it could be served as a whole, or it could be served as parts. Okay, and if there are two groups, then it means you're serving it. It may happen to be you're putting it in the middle, but then it's served as part to you and part to you. So, I mean, you put it in the middle, but the parts which you cut off are to you and the parts you cut off are to you. But if you serve it to one group, so it means this chafta is served to the group. It's served the animal as an entity is served to the group. It's a method of serving the animal. So I say the reason why somatic is why does it go by group? I say one person is being served to 50 people. But I say that in an eating, there's an idea of a meal. And that's like there's a social reality of a group, and there's one, it's one meal. So it's true there are people in the group, but it's basically it's one kvias of achila. Achila, I mean, there's an idea of an individual meal. You're right, if you have 50 individuals, they have nothing to do with one another, but then there's an idea of one meal. This is like a turkey dinner. You don't say, well, it's not a turkey dinner. I'm eating a little piece here, eating a little piece here. It's one kvias of achila. So the unit of a meal is the chabura. That's what a chabura is. It's a group of people who decide to eat together. And that's they're deciding, and we're eating. How is the Pesach eaten? The Karban Pesach is the food of a meal. Again, a meal is like an entity. It is the food of a Pesach meal, of a Chagah Pesach meal. You know, that is how it's served. And that's what it means. It's like Ikar Tchilas.
What does Ikar mean?
I think it means it just goes by the beginning. It means by how it's served. It doesn't matter how a particular individual walks around with it or doesn't walk around with it. It's distributed to one group or to two groups. But I think he doesn't want to say like just tchila, because then it would make it sound it's just a matter of beginning or end. It's not because beginning or end, but it has to do with that is like the ikra. That's the designation of how it's being served. So it goes by the tchila, but it's not because beginning or end per se, but that is the category which determines how the Pesach is eaten. Pesach is eaten is how it's served. Like if you're catering, you serve. How do we serve this food? What does a person decide to do with it after it gets on his plate? That's not how the food is served. It doesn't register on the food. That just registers in the experience of the individual eating it. So there's like there's how the food is being eaten, and then how is the gavra eat it. Now the food is being eaten, it goes by the beginning, when it's set up as being the chafza, the entity of this meal. Then there is how does the particular individual decide to partake of it and to do his achila, that's a category in the gavra, and then the gavra could go one makom, two makomos, that makes sense. But in the framework of the chafza, that's not an idea of whether it's in one place or it's one place or two places, what he does afterwards. But that goes by the ikar the tchila. So that's what registers on the. And I think that's why he says ikar ikaro shel Pesach. I think he's saying is that it's the Pesach, but it's that which registers in the Pesach itself. It doesn't just mean in the Pesach. The Pesach is one location because it's just the Pesach. So the Pesach being two places also. But it means ikaro shel. It means that which is relevant and registers on the ikar and the essence of the category which relates to the essence of the chafta. Can't just be it's not just a matter of changing it from chatzah to gavra, but it's saying that you have to go in the categories which are relevant to the Pesach itself. Yeah, I'll show you an interesting. So at this point, I mean, I think there's still what to be explained because I mean, you think about this idea. I mean, I don't think maybe we could define it. I'm not 100% satisfied with the formulation. I feel like maybe we could define it a little more precisely. I'm kind of talking around an idea, but maybe we could say it a little better. But it's also so what turns out here from here, and I think there's still something which is lacking in the svara, because it turns out, so what's the machlokas? The Rav Yehuda says Vayisach Yochal means that then the gavra should eat it achilas shakvias, and the Chan Rav Shimon says no, it's not the gavra, it means the chafza should be served as an entity, as a unit, you know, served as it should be a certain type of being served, it should be served to one meal, so then the chafza, how the chafza is eaten. But what's the like? They have nothing. They have two totally different halachos. Have nothing at all to do with one another. It's like a funny. What's the machlokas?
Why can't you have both?
Yeah, why can't you have both? Or why can't you have only one? In fact, Tosfos says you can't have both. I mean, you can't have both because of psukim. It's funny, but the way they present it, it's like I might think it could be eaten in two places. It's like the whole way is like the Torah, like the way they even say it, it's like Rashi says. Yeah, Yachol is good. No, the Torah's only kapid, is only makbid, is only demanding on the gavra. It's not demanding on the chatzah. It sounds almost like these two should be more related to one another. It's like, how far did the Torah demand? Did the Torah demand that you say this din only in the Gavra, or did you say it's only in the Chafza? Or, you know? But it's like, what do you mean?
Is it a filu for each one?
Yeah, I think so. The problem is they're two totally different halachas. They have nothing, they're so far apart. It's like, what are they talking about, you know? So I just wanted to look at, maybe just to get some background for that. I think maybe the Rambam does talk about it in the Moreh. He talks a little bit about what's the idea of this halacha. You know, what's the concept behind this halacha of eating in one house? So he explains a lot of the halachas about the Karban Pesach. Because, I mean, the Karban Pesach is an institution that really emerged in Mitzrayim. So the Jews in Mitzrayim before they left Mitzrayim. Okay, and they were commanded to take a Karm Pesach and do it was part of, it wasn't just a mitzvah of Doros, but it was a mitzvah back in the day. Right? And that one time, when they were supposed to take a Karm Pesach and eat it in a certain manner, and there were a lot of halachas, and some of the halachas were only for then, and some of the halachas only for now. This is one of the halachas which is even for now. But presumably, the machlokes of Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda was the machlokes back then also. I mean, these are the psukim, or psukim from then. I mean, they're eternalized, and they still exist now, but these are psukim to then. So these existed back then also. So it's like, what? Maybe if we get insight into what is going on here. I mean, I think we have two good definitions for these halachas, but to get further into it, maybe we have to get into what's the concept of these things. Like, what's the ideas? I mean, we've defined so far, you know, but what's the idea behind these things? So read it just a little bit, and maybe we'll move to this tomorrow a little bit. But it says, the reason for the particular laws is on page 361 in the English. It's probably a good idea to look at the Hebrew and straight in the English because it's easier. But the reason of the you have to check the text, though. I mean, there's always the mistakes, the translation. The reason of the particular laws in the Passover lamb is clear. It was eaten, roasted by fire in one house and without breaking the bones thereof. In the same way as the Israelites were commanded to eat unleavened bread because they could prepare hastily, so they were commanded for the sake of haste to roast the lamb. Because there's not sufficient time to boil it. That, I guess, takes longer. But to prepare other foods. Even the delay caused by breaking the bones and to extract their marrow was prohibited. Because that's how you can only break the bones. So you say, breaking the bones takes time. You start breaking the bones, you start sucking out the marrow. You weren't allowed to do that. So the one principle is laid down for all these rules. You shall eat it in haste. You should eat it in haste. But when haste is necessary, the bones cannot be broken, nor parts of it sent from house to house. For the company could not wait with their meal till he returned. Because they're going to have to basically send it from house to house. You're going to have to get someone to go send it to somebody inside a different house. Then you're going to have to bring it back and wait for him to come back and eat it. Such things would lead to laxity and delay. Whilst the object of these rules was to make a show of the hurry and haste, in order that none should be too late to leave Egypt with the main body of the people and thus be exposed to the attacks and the evil designs of the enemy. These temporary commandments... So that's basically for them, because they were leaving Mitzrayim, they had to leave hastily, so they had to make sure they did it quickly. They had to get out of there. But these temporary commandments were then made permanent, in order that we may remember what was done in those days. Quotes, and thou shalt keep this ordinance in a season from year to year. Each Passover lamb was only eaten by those who had previously agreed to consume it together, in order that people should be anxious to procure it, and should not rely on friends, relations, or on chance without themselves taking trouble before Passover. Okay, and he goes on to other stuff. Okay, but again, he's saying is that a lot of the halachos in Pesach are based on the idea of chipazim. That it's Pesach is eating chipazim quickly and haste, and that was like the geula. They're saved, they're being saved from Mitzrayim. That's Hatzalah. Pesach Hatzalah, they're being saved from Mitzrayim, and they had to eat it hastily and get out of there. And there are halachos that reminded them of that. And he says nowadays, and especially in the area of Pesach, I mean, the ideas of the Pesach and the philosophy of the Pesach is tied into the, like you see, Pesach, Lezu, Al Shema, and the Seder. And Rav Gamliel is called Shalom, 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 Elu, Yasei, the Chavasa. Like, part of the Pesach is the ideas of the Pesach. So the idea, the Rambam says, that even nowadays we have it to reflect what happened then. The idea of haste. You know? So I'll leave you with that and we think about it further.